welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, here with my co-host Gary LaRude, as usual. This episode, we're going to cover our April amplifier and oscillator issue. The cover story is written by authors from Mitsubishi, and they cover how they're using AI and machine learning algorithms to optimize the operating conditions for power amplifier designs. And they do some very advanced power amplifier architectures. They do a digital Doherty design and also a digitally assisted ultra-wideband mixed mode dual input PA based on the frequency periodic load modulation.
Wow. Say that again.
So it's very cool that they're using these machine learning algorithms, and they go through that and the advanced architectures together. So it's an excellent power amplifier article. What do we have for the technical features?
Well, continuing on the amplifier theme, we have an interesting article from Modelithics about taking a wideband MMIC LNA, which you'd think you have to just kind of take what it does. But they, using model-based optimization, tune it for better noise figure in a particular part of the band, this being the CBRS band, to get lower noise figure. So that's interesting. And then from PowerCast, we have an article on power over distance wireless charging. So we talked to Charlie Green, the CTO of PowerCast, on our podcast, and he followed up with a nice technical article really explaining some of the background to the technology.
Yeah, I thought that was a great one. Really learned a lot about wireless power technology.
Definitely. And then our Fabs and Labs this month, we visit, figuratively of course, X Microwave in Austin. Hear the story of their formation and how they took a brilliant idea and have executed it very well, grown significantly. Yeah. So they've just moved into a new facility in North Austin with something like 3 to 4 times the amount of floor space. And then our online spotlight article this month is from David Porterfield of Microharmonics. And he writes about how stray magnetic fields can influence the performance of Faraday rotation isolators. So pretty diverse set of articles, something that should be of interest to everyone.
So speaking of power amplifiers, you and I recently discussed the RF power market with the experts at RFMW, the RF and Microwave Components Distributor. Joel Levine and the team of RF experts told us about the different semiconductor technologies that are being applied to certain applications and some of the trends in the market. So let's take a look at a clip from that now.
So what about the older technologies? Are they still viable today in this world? I remember back in the mid-90s, there were almost a complete shift in the cellular base station design from the common emitter bipolar devices over to the LDMOS. So do you see a similar shift now with regards to LDMOS to GaN?
So I'll take that question. Answer is yes and no. The RF performance of the modern devices is heads and tails better than the older technologies. But if the customer has a fully qualified design and runs in relatively low numbers, then maybe the improved performance of the new devices does not justify a complete redesign and requalification if the old design is still good enough. We here at RFMW are still sourcing devices that were first introduced to the market back in the mid-70s, and our job is to help clients find reputable current manufacturers for most end-of-life devices. It's just a matter of knowing what the customer needs and having the knowledge and connections to know what's available out there in the marketplace right now.
It was great to catch up with Joel Levine and his team of RF experts. We'll be having further discussions throughout the year as he's a great supporter of the series.
Yes, indeed. And he's put together a great team of experts with long industry experience.
So turning to the news, I think it was the week of partnerships and collaborations. So the first one I saw was CASE, which is the former Cobham Electronics Group, formed a partnership with Swiss-12, and they will be bringing their additive manufactured parts and 3D printing capabilities to the U.S. market. So they'll be installing 3D printers in the Exeter, New Hampshire location to support the manufacturing of these new products. They'll be selling the current products and making new designs, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. These products have been qualified for space use through the European Space Agency already, so you know that's a reliable process.
Yeah, it seems like a great deal for both companies.
Yeah, with the 3D printing, you really can make lighter and more capable products because you can form structures that you couldn't do with traditional manufacturing.
Yeah, definitely.
So the other one I saw was ADI has teamed up with MDA, and they will be supplying their beamforming ICs for their phased array antenna technology that will go on the Telsat Lightspeed LEO satellite constellation. So the Telsat Lightspeed LEO constellation will be almost up to 300 satellites, and will provide global connectivity for broadband. So what did you see for partnerships in the news?
Well, continuing on that same theme, Evo Nexus, that we know as a 5G AI incubator, has added Verizon as a co-sponsor along with Qualcomm. And they're now starting their third round of invitations to potential startups to join the incubator. And so with Verizon on board, new companies will get access to Verizon's 5G labs as well as Verizon Ventures. So it sounds like a great deal. Then we saw recently that MixComm is working with DreamTech, which is a South Korean module manufacturer, and they're going to work together to develop millimeter wave modules and repeaters for the 5G market using MixComm's RFICs. And then the last item I saw was a recent announcement from Ericsson, Deutsche Telekom, and Cosmote. And Cosmote is the largest cell operator in Greece, where they actually set up a W-band backhaul radio link to try to see, when you get above 100 gigahertz, what kind of data rates can you get. And they were able to achieve 5.7 gigabit per second over a 1.5 kilometer link and over 10 gigabit per second for a 1 kilometer link. So clearly, as data rates are continuing to explode, the backhaul manufacturers are looking for higher and higher frequencies to work at. And so now we're above 100 gigahertz.
Yeah, it's almost 6G-like.
Exactly.
So turning to events, Gary and I will be doing events live starting in June. So
nice.
We'll be attending IMS 2021 in Atlanta, starts June 6th. Everybody should note that if you register by the deadline and appear physically at the event, you will have full access to the same registration level complimentary for the virtual event.
Nice.
So if you miss anything at the physical event, you can catch up 2 weeks later with all the sessions and exhibitors who are there. So I also wanted to note some of the online activities. We will be having a panel session in April on the best 5G millimeter wave architectures for phased arrays, so that would be a good one to check out. You can register for that under the events section in our webinars area. So you and I will be launching a new podcast series soon. It'll be the RF Industry Icons, so we'll be interviewing some of the famous industry people, both entrepreneurs and experts in their field, about their careers and how they got there, so it'll be a good one to check out. You can always listen to our podcast at podcast.microwavejournal.com.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm really hopeful with the number of vaccines that are becoming available and age limits being reduced now to, I think, in most states, 16 and above, that we'll see more people actually in Atlanta at IMS. And it's interesting also, I don't know if you saw this, but of course, Mobile World Congress in Barcelona is planning to really do a physical event, although some large companies have opted out. But I see that the Spanish government has now said that if you're officially registered for Mobile World Congress, that in effect gives you a pass to get into the venue, even from the U.S., so that's pretty interesting.
Yes, that was an interesting development, the way it went out.
Exactly. And then a reminder for our viewers, if you're not an official subscriber to Microwave Journal, you can get a free subscription. You just have to be involved in the industry in some way. Go to our website at Microwave Journal and subscribe. You can also subscribe to a number of our very interesting newsletters, which come out during the month, covering such varied topics as news, 5G news, aerospace and defense news, marketing topics as well. So we think you'll find something of interest there. And that's it for this episode. We want to thank our sponsor, RFMW, a pure play distributor. And by that, we mean they only focus on RF, microwave, and millimeter wave products, and they have the leading companies in the industry on their line card. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.